Hi, welcome to another broadcast of Help Relationships 102 with your host, myself, Pastor Lewis Green. It's good to be with you again. I want to remind everyone to like us on our Facebook page at Help Relationships 102. As you guys have guessed, our basis is more spiritual or pastoral counseling, and we address issues from a spiritual vantage. Our belief is that all things originate from the realm of the spirit. Therefore, the answer must be there as well. And of course, there's some practical applications and solutions to some of the subject matters that we're talking about. But I really believe that we're going to begin addressing the issue of depression. Depression is quite a difficult issue. And many of you are depressed on different ways, and depression can come from different avenues and different aspects, but it's essentially the same, even though the branches might be different. An orange tree can be different than an apple tree, than a pear tree. The root is still that of depression. In the same way, addiction, which we're also going to cover. Now, some of you may know yourself to be depressed. And I like to lay axe to roots, and I like to deal with things at the heart of things, for those of you that have listened to the broadcast often enough. And I'm convinced that depression has to do with actually the way one thinks, whereas it's the common belief is that the chemicals in your body affect the way you think. But I'm of the ilk of believing that it's what you believe that ultimately that you do, that your chemistry, your body will line up to what you're believing. And so let's look at that. All right, depression. You know, one of the things that I've seen about depression is that there's a scripture that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And one of the scriptures that I like to use too is that there's a scripture that says, they that call upon the name of the Lord will not be disappointed. And so what this means is, now listen, if a person is afraid to have hope, then they can, for fear of being disappointed. And I found that often a lot. I found that very often that people can be afraid to hope. Isn't that right? Some of you know what I'm talking about. You're afraid to have faith. You're afraid to hope. Because the higher the hope, the harder the fall. Isn't that right? The greater the faith, and faith is all about risk, as is hope. But when you open your heart up to hope, and you open yourself up to hope that way, and you get disappointed, how many know that disappointment can be devastating? How many know that disappointment can hurt? It's better and even safer to not hope. Does someone know what I'm talking about there today? And so even now, a lot of times, I laugh because we don't like to hope, and no one wants to make themselves vulnerable to hope, so we never get our hopes up. And in the faith community, those words can be regarded sinful, and understandably why, because you can't have faith without hope. But how many know that hope can be dangerous? Okay. And so you can get your hopes up, and then when you're let down, the result can be absolutely devastating. And some of you have been let down, and it's just easier to not hope. It's just easier to not get your hopes up. It's just easier to not do that. And so then it keeps you in a predicament then, doesn't it? Because now you're not going to raise your hopes up too high. You're going to live in a negative place because you're not hopeful. And that's really what happens, is that you end up living in a place of negativity because you're afraid to have hope. Has anyone out there been afraid to have hope? And so where does that leave you? What kind of mindset does that leave you in when you're afraid to have hope? Because you're afraid of being disappointed and you're afraid of being let down. Does anyone know what I mean when you're afraid? And so it keeps you in a negative mindset. And this is the place of depression, is when you are depressed, when you're down, because you're afraid to be up, because it's too risky being up, because you've been let down so much and you've been hurt so much that you're just terrified. And some of you haven't actually thought it through. It happens a lot of times on an instinctive level. Isn't that right? It happens on an instinctive level where you're afraid to get your hopes up. And then, but it keeps you in an arena and a realm where you're negative. It keeps you in a place where you're of a negative mindset and you always talk about the worst happening and the bad happening. See, if you're not up, then you're down. There's scarcely an in-between. If you're not up, then you're down. There's different levels of down. There's different levels of up. But you'll find yourself out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're afraid to hope, you don't hope, out of your mouth is going to come negativity. And here is where the depression takes place, in living in the negativity. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And living in it. You know, Jesus once said it this way. He said, it's not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him. It's what comes out of his mouth that defiles him. It defiles the entire person. And so people don't realize this, but spiritually and scripturally, you can bring yourself down with negative talk. And you can keep yourself depressed with negative talk. You understand that if you're afraid to risk being up, then you're going to, by default, be down. And you're going to keep yourself down because your attitude's going to be negative because your attitude is afraid of coming up. Now, here's the thing now. The Bible says that those that put their hope in the Lord will not be disappointed. Now, how many of you have been disappointed before after hoping in the Lord? Now, the word hope in the Bible is not like it is in our language. The word hope in the Bible means more confident expectation, you see. And so a lot of you out there who've had a relationship with the Lord have put your hope in the Lord, and it seems like you've been disappointed. But really, that scripture, when you look at it, it means will not ultimately be disappointed. Because you have to remember, child of God, that you are in a good fight of faith. And there's a reason for that. A lot of folks think when they get slapped on the chin, they get knocked down by life, that they've been disappointed. Now, let me tell you, in a fight, there could be many rounds to a fight. And you could lose a 15-round fight, you could lose 14 rounds. But God promises that ultimately you'll be the one standing. And so a lot of folks are believing that they won't get hurt, or believing they won't get knocked down, and believing the worst won't happen, believing there won't be any bad news. And that's where you become devastated and afraid to have hope. No, God doesn't promise that you won't receive bad news or experience tribulation and trials. God doesn't promise that bad things won't visit your doorstep. But He does promise that those who are faithful to the end shall be saved. He promises that in the end, when all the dust settles, you'll be standing and your foot will be on the neck of your enemy. But so many, with a misunderstanding of this, are afraid of having hope because they do, and they get knocked in the face. They get slapped in the face. In every fight, a lot of people would ideally like to say a fight would be okay. I get one punch and hit you, and you hit the ground, and that's the fight. But how many know most time in a fight, you know, I swing at the enemy swings at me and hits me. I connect with the enemy and hit him, he connects with the enemy and hits me. There's a back and forth. So you remember, you are in a fight of faith. Life is a fight, and you are in a good fight of faith. If you don't understand that, then as soon as you get punched, when you expect it for there to just be a one-punch fight, you'll be disappointed. You see, those who put their hope in the Lord will ultimately not be disappointed. You're going to get punched in the face. And prepare yourself for that. Because if you're not prepared for a punch in the face and it comes, you could be surprised and knocked on your butt and lose hope. That's right. You know, there's a lot of times that I would like to have the victory quickly, and I would like to win quickly. There's a lot of times when I would like to have the victory quickly. But sometimes the fight is quick. Other times it's not so quick. Sometimes you got to get into a fight. And so God wants His people to understand that. God wants His people to understand that you are in a good fight of faith. And those that put their hope in the Lord, those that call upon the name of the Lord, those that put their faith in the Lord, will not be disappointed ultimately. Okay? Give that you're in a fight. Give that you're in a fight. Know that the enemy's going to come after you. Know that life's going to come after you. But it's okay. You stay in the fight. And God promises to give you the victory. Because greater is He that is in you than is He that is in the world. Now watch this. Now sometimes in the fight, there may have to be losses. All right? Let's not address the fact that, first off, there's many rounds in a fight. Those who are faithful to the end, those that hold on to their faith in me to the end, those that hope in me to the end, are going to be the ones that are saved. Because it's a process, and you've got to work it out, and you've got to duke it out, and you've got to fight it out. I don't care what the doctor report says. And some of you will believe God for your healing, And then what'll happen is, when stuff hits you and stuff hits the fan, then you'll say, oh, I thought I was going to be healed like immediately. You know, like it wasn't going to get worse, it was going to get better. No, 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 no. You are in a fight, okay? Some of you are believing for the reconciliation of your marriages. And what happens is, it doesn't happen immediately. And so then you give up hope and you're disappointed. You forget that you are in a fight. And that fight is a good fight of faith. God will tell you that your kids, your relationship with them is going to get better. And the situation in their lives are going to get better. And you get disappointed and you forget that you are in a fight. But not just any fight. Because you've included God in it, the fight that you're in is indeed the good fight of faith. You're going to take some punches, but you're going to give some punches. You're going to take some body slams, but brother, you're going to body slam too. Okay, God says you got to stay in it to win it. Those who are faithful to the end shall be saved. Now the hard part is when you get devastating news. Now this is what gets me. When all seems lost, because sometimes you'll fight in the fight, and many, to me it's much like a Rocky fight. Okay, sometimes you can take some punches and you can take some punches, but you keep on fighting, and God promises to be with you in the fight. Now, sometimes you have to go through the pain, all right? You have to go through the punishment to get to the promise. Isn't that right? The Bible says that for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? He endured the cross, despised it, meaning he thought lightly of it by compared to the promise. When he went to the cross, he knew he had to be crucified, but for the sake of the kingdom. He knew that he's going to be marred more than any man. He's going to be beaten within an inch of his life. He knew that he's going to be resurrected. He knew all this, but he was going to be resurrected for the joy set before him, for the hope. He kept the hope before him. It's what drove him on. As they begin to let those lashes go on his back, and they begin to fall upon his back with those lashes, why he was able to hold on to it and get through it was the joy set before him, was the hope that in the end, he was going to be given the victory. Oh, come on now. In the end, he was going to be the one standing. In the end, the hope was us. In your end, what is your hope? You see? And God says, for the joy set before you, for the joy set before you. He was able to be beaten within an inch of his life. He was nailed to the cross and he was mocked and stabbed. But for the joy set before him. And so what happens, child of God, sometimes you got to go through to come out. Sometimes victory is on the other end of defeat. Sometimes, come on now, success is on the other end of failure. Sometimes pleasure is on the other end of pain. Sometimes the good is on the other end of the bad. But God is saying, hold on to that joy set before you. Hold on to your hope. Keep hope alive, as they say, you know. And it's okay to get your hopes up, but just don't misunderstand the nature of the fight you're in, or you will find yourself down. You will find yourself in what we call low to bar. You will find yourself depressed. Some of you have received so many blows and so many punches from so many different directions, you're afraid to look up. But God says, look up. I'm the glory and the lifter of your head. Can't you feel him lifting your head right now? It's okay to hope, but just don't hope that you're not going to get in a fight, because you are, after all, in a good fight of faith. You are in a fight, child of God. Therefore, you got to put on the full armor of God. You got to put the helmet of salvation on your head and breastplate of righteousness and gird your loins with truth and shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. And take on the shield and the sword of the Spirit. This is all about a fight. And so be prepared to take a punch. God will enable you to survive it. Now watch this. Sometimes, though, there may be some punches that you receive that you don't survive. That your business doesn't survive. That your ministry doesn't survive. That your sobriety doesn't survive. Come on. That your health doesn't survive. That your children's well-being doesn't survive. And you experience loss. And you experience death. Jesus knew that sometimes you got to die in order for there to be a resurrection. The Bible puts it this way. Unless a kernel of corn falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Come on now. Think about it. When you look at an orange tree, the orange tree came to pass from an orange seed. A single orange seed fell to the ground and died. And bore fruit to not just another orange, but another orange tree that brought upon its fruits season after season after season after season. Okay? And so Sometimes the way to life is through death. Sometimes you can actually experience loss. But he says, keep hope alive even then. Do you remember the scripture in Acts that talks about Jesus when he was dead and actually was quoted from Psalms that David was prophesying about the resurrection of Jesus? And Jesus was saying while he was in hell, he said in Acts, he says, thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer my flesh to see corruption. You know what he said? See, while Jesus was dead, he was in hell, the Bible says, and he was believing God for his salvation. His hope was still alive, even in the face of death, even in the throes of death. He says, thou will not leave my soul in hell. Thou won't leave me in this hell. You're not going to leave me in this hell for long, and neither will you suffer my flesh to see corruption. What he means by that is, if the body's been dead long enough, it'll start corrupting. It'll start smelling bad. It'll start stinking. He said, I'm not going to be dead that long. And see, Jesus understood how to keep hope alive. He knew that something died. Sometimes things have to die so there can be a resurrection. Sometimes God will let you get knocked out so there can be a victory. And so he says, you're not going to leave my soul in this hell, and I'm not going to be here so long that I'm going to start stinking. And God is saying the same thing for you. When all is lost, keep hope alive, or you will find yourself living in depression. And see, so some of you are afraid of hoping because it's too depressing. It hurts too bad when you fail. But now you're understanding that there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a failure. It's okay. It ain't the end. But if it is the end, that means there's going to be a greater resurrection. Do you remember the time of Lazarus? When Lazarus' family approached Jesus and told him that Lazarus is sick unto death. He's so sick he's going to die. And the Bible says that Jesus tarried and let him die because he knew he had a greater blessing. You see, whenever something dies, whenever there's a complete loss of something, whenever there's a complete failure of something, whenever you lose something completely, keep hope alive because the resurrection is going to be greater. Jesus said, no, I got something special in mind, even more special than healing. Come on now. I got something in mind even more special than healing. And so God is encouraging you that when you lose something, it's okay. It's okay. Keep hope alive. Know that God's got a plan in the middle of your loss. Know that God's got a plan in the middle of your pain. Okay? I always say that heads and tails are two sides of the same coin. You know what that means? You're going to get the good in life. But there's always going to be the tail. There's always going to be the bad. But they're two sides of the same coin. They're two sides of something that's valuable. The Bible says that the children of Israel didn't want to go into the promised land because there were giants in the land. But you know something? God wants us to understand that. There's always giants in the land. New level, new devil. Whenever the good comes, the bad must come. There can't be a head without the tail. Some of you will come and say, I'm in a new relationship, Pastor Lewis, and this person is so lovely and great. They're exactly what I'm looking for. And I was cautious. I said, wait a second, you haven't seen the tail yet. That person hasn't shown you his tail. Okay? That job hasn't shown you its tail yet. That relationship hasn't shown you its tail. There is a B-side. And be prepared for it, because if not, when you get slapped by the B-side, you could be disappointed, and you can be depressed, and you could be dead. See, so many folks are so afraid to look up. But God is preparing you to look up. He's preparing you for the slap. He says, if someone slaps you on one side of the cheek, give him the other, because they're going to sure enough be a slap. And it's okay. Now, don't ignore the slap. Acknowledge it. And you know how I acknowledge mine? I praise him in it. To me, it's a mistake ignoring the slap. I don't ignore the slap. No, I take the slap. And I look up to God and I keep my faith in him. Because if not, that slap will erode your faith a little bit. It will erode your hope a little bit. And you'll find hope being harder to hold on to. So no, when you get a disappointment, even a little disappointment, when you get the slap from a tail, even a small slap, I acknowledge it to him and say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Paul put it this way, he said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, in everything. So, you know, I don't just parrot, thank you, Lord, but I put my faith and my hope in the Lord. And say, thank you, Jesus. I trust you that you're in control. I thank you for the tail. I thank you for the slap. I thank you for the letdown and the failure. I praise you, oh God. I believe you to be in control. I focus my eyes on the Lord. I don't like to focus my eyes on the promise. Mm-hmm. My hope is in the Lord. Not even in the thing, not even in the promise is my hope in. My hope is in the Lord regarding the promise. Because once my eyes, once my hope gets in the promise, as soon as I'm let down, I will lose hope and I will lose faith. Or it'll begin to get eroded. My faith will begin to get eroded when I'm disappointed. And so, yes, sometimes I am disappointed. But I know that ultimately, I won't be. And I understand that I'm in the fight. Child of God, you struggle with depression. I know your relationship right now is hard. He says he's going to change, and he ain't changing. She says she's going to do better, and she ain't doing any better. But guess what? You put your hope in the Lord. You don't put your hope in man. You don't put your hope in your job. You put your hope in the Lord. Oh, he may move through the man. He may move through the wife. He may move through the job. But you put your hope in the Lord. Don't you know he's got a plan? Don't be so down. Don't be afraid. Refuse to be afraid to hope. Know that there's going to be a slap, and stand on your feet like a child of God, and take the slap and turn the other cheek, knowing that for the joy set before you, you're going to despise it. You're going to think lightly of it compared to the joy, to the hope that is to come. When you compare the bad with the bad can compare to the good. Come on now. He promises that little seed will be a little broken disappointment compared to that entire orange tree that hope is going to bring forth. Sometimes you got to lose so that you can truly win. Sometimes you got to die so that you can experience the resurrection. Sometimes you got to fail so that you can understand what it means to be an overcomer. Keep hope alive, child of God. Don't be down and don't be afraid to hope. Don't be afraid to be disappointed, because ultimately you will not be disappointed. Ultimately you will stand on your feet victoriously, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Keep hope alive, child of God. God's got a plan. You're not going to be disappointed. You might be slapped upside your head with disappointment. You might be slapped upside your head with letdown. You might be let down with defeat and failure. But ultimately, the victory will be yours. And so the Lord is showing you. First, he's telling you not to be disappointed. And now he's teaching you how not to be. He's showing you how he does things. He's showing you how things actually work in his kingdom. It's a process that's worked out with fear and trembling. It's not a one-time thing, but it's something that's worked out with fear and trembling, oh child of God. Come on now, you're in a fight. Fight. Roll up your sleeves. Be prepared that you're going to take a punch in the face. Be prepared for the embarrassment. Be prepared for the humiliation. Be prepared for the failure. Be prepared for the falling short. Be prepared for the letdown, knowing that ultimately, for the joy set before you, you're going to despise that failure. You're going to despise that letdown, because you know that in the end, the joy set before you will come to pass. Well, our time has gotten past us. So please like us on our Facebook page. And find us on your Facebook search bar at Help Relationships 102, remembering that there's no exclamation point at the other end of help like it is here on Blog Talk Radio. So until the next time, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Pastor Lewis Green, wishing you good afternoon, and God bless.